For WJFF Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. I'm in Calicoon. And the reason why I'm here is I'm at the Calicoon Bridge. I see someone I know, Tanis Qualchuk. She's the artistic director of Farm Arts Collective, and she's dressed in black head to toe with a sign. But I'm going to let her tell us what's going on and why she's doing this today.
Thanks, Rosie. Hi, this is Tanis Qualchuk from Farm Arts Collective and Willow Wisp Organic Farm. About 3 days ago, I started an action that we're going to continue to do in response to the ruling about Roe versus Wade and the, I guess it's a repealing, you would say. And so we are protesting every day at 5 o'clock to express our feelings about this ruling and to try to get people to start thinking about next actions, about elections, about what we all need to continue to do to maintain rights for women, women's reproductive rights, our rights to control our own bodies, and to look after the lives of our daughters. We're talking about health, we're talking about welfare, we're talking about empowerment, and stepping back in time is what has happened to us all. And so I'm dressed in a black hoop skirt with a head covering. Something that might remind people of the way women dressed about 150 years ago, because it's just a really dramatic time for us all, for all of us women and for people who have children, to really, really try to engage in whatever way possible. And my way, of course, is theater and in demonstrative acts. I feel myself a theater activist. I'm a farmer. I'm a mother. There's a lot that I feel that I can do. And so, you know, there was these demonstrations on Friday, right? The day we heard about the ruling. And so I wasn't able to go because I was in the middle of my day and I have a very busy life. I work at the farm all day until 5 o'clock, and then I rehearse performances in the evening. So I was like, I got to do something that fits into my schedule, but I need to do something that happens every single day so that many people can join in on it and know it's going to be there, know the action is going to happen in their communities. So we're basically here every day, 5 o'clock to 5:30. We do 4 passes along the bridge. Everyone is wearing black. I have a ton of these black hoop skirts from various other performances that we've done. And so I'm just bringing it. People are bringing their own signs. And we are doing this really wonderful procession back and forth across the bridge, expressing our absolute dissatisfaction and terror about not being able to have abortion as a legal right for women.
All of that is very important, and the color black usually signifies mourning. It's actually something very mournful, what we're talking about, the reproductive rights. And I am not of reproductive age, but maybe you are. And so what inspires you to do this kind of thing, passing it along to the next generation?
Well, what inspires me is fear, really, in this case. I mean, I think we've seen a lot of changes take place in the last, you know, 5-6 years with, like, various swings of governmental events, okay? But I feel like this one really, really got me. It, like, really got my goat. And I simply was like, I need to do something. I can't just not do something and say something. It's just, it's got to be done. And so I feel like all small acts have a resonance and have an echo. And so it's my small contribution to making this movement and our voices heard, seen, remembered when people go to the voting polls, to the stations, and that we do the right thing now for our future and for humanity. It's a human right that's been taken away. And if this gets done now, what is going to happen in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? We're talking about a very serious indication of what I would call tendencies toward fascism, even.
Mm-hmm. I understand everything that you're saying. And when this ruling came out on Friday's news, I felt very deeply sad and mournful about it. It touched me. It felt like it negated the last 48 years of activism on my part, because the women our age, my age, have done a lot to try and keep this from happening. So you're progressing now to keep it going in the present time and into the future. And how do you think it benefits the community?
Well, I feel like when people see others maybe expressing something that they're feeling deep in their stomachs, in the pit of their stomach, or even in the back of their mind, something that doesn't feel right, and you see other people taking some risk to go into public, to dress up like this, to be exposed, I feel like that this can create another flicker in someone's mind or heart to say, hey, it's okay to say what you think. Hey, it's okay to feel this way. And I don't know, I just like all my art. I mean, I make art as a mirror of what is going on and to inspire people to act. And I've always done it with my work. And this is just another extension of a performance where you just want people to feel something differently.
Yes, I understand. And I hear voices in the background. It looks like at the Farm Arts truck, your red truck, people are gathering there. Let's go over there and talk and see. Maybe they want to share what message they have. They're dressing in the type of dress that you have on. It is like an antebellum type of dress.
Hi, everyone. This is Rosie from WJFF, and she's here. Everyone's getting dressed right now with their skirts. Welcome to all the new people. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Lots of familiar faces here. Would you like to tell me your name and about your sign?
Hi, I'm Colette Ballou, and I wrote that respect for feminine existence, or expect our resistance.
Yes, and tell us how you're dressed.
Oh, well, I'm dressed in black because I feel it's Day of Death, in a lot of ways.
I'm Jessica Weiss.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
And I see you're dressed more like Tanis. And what is your message tonight?
I lived for 30 years in D.C., so normally I would be at the steps of the someplace right now. And I just think that it is about time that we honor people as humans. And I don't really understand the need to control others.
My name is Sati Brasile. I'm 18 years old, just graduated from Solvent West High School.
Congratulations. Thank you. I see you're dressed like Tanis, but how do you feel about being here today? What is your message that you have to say?
I'm just happy to be here supporting Tanis in this. It's really great what she's doing. There's not much going on around here. That's like fighting the issues that are happening. So, yeah, I'm just happy to do what I can, you know.
Well, the audience is mixed, and it's women my age and women your age and younger. And so we're passing the torch on to you.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, it's sad that we have to be out here, but it is really great to see young people here, too.
Yes, tell me your name and what your sign is.
My name is Lisa Homa, and this was a sign that I repurposed from, I think, when Kavanaugh got put on the Supreme Court, and it says, "Keep your religion out of my womb," because there's supposed to be, this country was founded on separation of church and state, and this decision just denounces that.
Yes, it does. I remember learning about the separation of church and state, how it goes back in history, and it feels like they've melded back together.
Yes. And it's particularly problematic for women right now. So, and minorities, it's going to be very difficult for, if people are in need of women's health care or abortion, it will be very, very difficult for people that aren't privileged to have that taken care of, especially in some states.
Well, thank you for your comments.
The bottom line is women are always going to get abortions. They're just going to die.
If you're going to promote life, then you need to create the social safety net systems that support it as well. I'm seriously worried that in Sullivan County, 57% of our children are on free and reduced meals, and there's no more money for food for the kids as of 2023.
Thank you for your comments. Hello, we have a young man here. Would you like to tell me your name and what your message is?
I'm Josh Pietek, and I think everyone should have equal rights.
And what does your sign say?
It says, no uterus, no opinion. Reproductive rights equal human rights.
Okay. Well, you're dressed appropriately in black, and I appreciate your efforts.
My name is Dorothy Hartz.
Hi, Dorothy. I recognize your name from our community. Tell me your message and why you're here.
Well, my message is pretty simple. It's outrage at the fact that we're going backwards in this country. I'm marching because I just don't find it conscionable that the last 50 years that, you know, women have enjoyed the freedom of choice is going away. I can't imagine what this world is going to be like, especially if the Supreme Court keeps on the path that they're on. It's crazy is what it is.
Yes, it is. Thank you for your spirit.
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Tell me what your message is today as you're getting dressed in a large black hoop dress.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I'm wearing black in solidarity and in protest of what's happening right now. I'm not American, so I'm trying to show as much support as I can. Since I can't vote, I can't do anything really political. At least I'm trying to get through with a message.
Well, you're very much appreciated and respected for coming out here to share your spirit. Thank you. While you're getting dressed, would you like to tell me your name?
Heather Bidwell.
Hi, Heather. Can you tell me what your message is today, what the spirit is that you're carrying with you?
I'm just so... There's anger, but there's also sadness that's like I'm 60, almost 69 years old, that we still have to go back and do this. Because I remember when the abortions were restricted in college, I had to go from Massachusetts to New York with a good friend because that was where she could get her abortion. And it's almost like a suspension from reality that we're doing this again. And so many other important rights are under attack, too.
Exactly.
For WJFF Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr at the Calicoon Bridge with Farm Arts Collective, Tanis, inspiring women in the community to come out in reaction to the reversal of Roe versus Wade that happened on Friday.
It's my body and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to. It's my body and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to.